Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Former Niner offensive lineman, 95.7 The Game football insider Alex Boone with Joe Lo and Dibs here on the show. Alex, help me out, man. How much can a crowd like last night play a role in the game? Because it seemed like that Levi's crowd had them all jacked up last night.
Dude, that crowd took a hold of that game, and it was so fun to watch because it did remind me of being back in Candlestick back in the day when we used to smack people in the face, and we did it for four quarters.
When you see the defense come out and get a play like that from an offensive standpoint, you know it's going to be your night, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. A fumble that deep in your own territory. And not only that, but did you see how shaky Aaron was just to start the game? It was almost like he walked in like, you know what? Where's the white flag? I'll give it to you now. I want nothing to do with this D-line.
Alex, I couldn't agree with you, Boar. He looked like he was seeing ghosts like young Darnold said a couple weeks ago when he did the Jets. I was fired up, too.
I love it.
Up, buddy. Hey, when you've seen this offense, you see what they did with the young Jimmy G. Kyle Shanahan said, I'm going to cut him loose. They didn't just start running the ball. They were throwing the ball. Were you shocked by the decision-making by Kyle Shanahan to make this thing a throwing game as well?
No, not at all. Because if you look at this game, to me, the one play that sums it up is when you got a safety going to the left and Kittle going to the right.
Oh, my.
And the whole defense doesn't know what's going on. I'm going to give them their credit. They got their sacks, as they should have, okay? But you know what? They could not stop that offense other than those couple plays. I'm not kidding you. That offense looked like they were making it easy and simple the whole game.
Alex Boone joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Garoppolo has another standout performance. There's really very little to nitpick from last night's win as they're now going to get set to focus on the Baltimore Ravens. They're not the Super Bowl favorites, and I think a large part of that has to do with the upcoming schedule, but take me through it. If they can secure home field advantage, do you see anyone in the NFC being good enough to come in here and beat this team?
You know, I think the one team that scares me the most is Seattle. And I don't know what it is about this team. They always play the Niners tough. But to me, that's really the only team that scares me. You're looking at the rest of this NFC, and they proved it. And for a long time, we've been looking at this NFC like, hey, listen, there's a lot of really good teams at the top, but somebody eventually has to make their mark. And last night, that was that team. They made their mark officially. And now you look at the rest of the schedule, and you say, hey, they've got two tough games on the road. And if they can pull those two games off, dude, I'll see you boys in Miami. I mean, you're really looking at a tough schedule. But if you can do it on the road, there's not a lot of teams that scare me at all.
And you look at what they have ahead of them. Joe Staley hopefully coming back. Justin School pulled out of last night's game for performance. How important do you think it'll be to get Staley back? Or can Brunskill really hold the water in his stead?
Listen, you can't compare anybody to Joe Staley. I think a lot of people throw a lot of pressure on School. And I'll say this. It was admirable what he did. He went out and he played tough. And you're not going to ever put down a kid like that. And I didn't like how they were kind of calling him out. Because you know what? He's a young kid. And he's going against a really good player. And at times it wasn't advantageous for him. But you know what? They had to pull him. And that's a tough decision. You look at Brunskill. He came in. He did well. He gave up some pressure too at times. But you can't compare that to Joe Staley. Joe's consistent all the time. He's going to make things look really easy. And not only that, it's his leadership out there. Think about that. You don't even have one of your greatest leaders on the offense right now, and they're torching people. God, is that exciting to wait for.
No question. Hey, Joe, when you've seen the way that this team was playing, but what about that DJ Jones? How about those fellas on the front line? You know, guys, Ford wasn't able to go, but how about the defensive front? What about them guys up front?
They just take over the game. Absolutely. Like you said, you don't even need D Ford out there. One of your biggest players on defense. You got backups coming in. You got guys on depth. They're coming in. They're playing their role. Hey, listen, coach, you need me to be in this gap? I'm going to be in this gap, and I'm going to take care of it. I got you. No question. And that's one of the things that when you look at teams that go deep into the playoffs, it's their depth that takes them there. Because you're not going to always have your playmakers. You're not going to always have the guy that's going to win. But you better have a guy that knows his role. And those guys last night, boy, they showed out, didn't they?
Alex, some of the best defenses this organization has ever known, you were there as well. You went against those guys in practice, the Harbaugh Fangio defenses. How does this defense compare? Could this defense be better than some of those?
I absolutely. I think it's already shown that it is better. And I give no disrespect to the group that I was with, because those were some extremely tough guys I played with. But these guys out here, they're making it look really silly. I mean, they're out there having fun, having their way with people. I mean, Aaron Rodgers, people don't give him respect. He's one of the greatest to do it. And when he comes out there in the first snap, he is literally shaking in his shoes. You have already put out the tape. People already know what you're about. You don't even have to show up anymore. They're just afraid of you.
How much extra was put on it by some of the tone-setting plays? DeForest Buckner launching at Rodgers and getting a helmet-to-helmet later. Richard Sherman picking up a couple personals as well. Is that the stuff that gives this defense extra swagger?
I don't know if it's swagger. I think that they're looked at a little bit differently. I don't agree with some of those helmet-to-helmets and even Richard Sherman in the end zone. There's a time where I believe that players have to compete, and this is a very physical game. And listen, you're a grown man, and you're expected to take that punishment. But when you start throwing flags in the end zone like that at Richard Sherman, that to me takes it out of the game. You've taken that defense and what they're good at, and they're good at being vicious and ferocious, and you're taking that ability away from them, and to me that's not fun.
No question. Alex, I mean, this game was a motorboat, and they beat them from pillar to post. Would love to see what this Niner team can do offensively and defensively. What's the headlines going to say after Sunday when they go to Baltimore?
Boy, I hope it's going to be that they contain Lamar Jackson. Here's what I got to say. To keep Aaron Rodgers in the pocket as well as they did gives me hope to think that they know exactly how they're going to do it against Lamar Jackson. If you look at this team, their tackles get off the ball quick. And a lot of times it's because they're like, hey, listen, we're inviting you inside. We want you to take the low-hanging fruit, because then Aaron's just going to pop right out to the right or left, and he's going to make it easy. When you contain a quarterback in a place that he doesn't want to be, whether it's rushing the ball or passing the ball, you take him out of his element. Man, you cannot see somebody come out of that.
Alex Boone joining us here on 95.7 The Game. George Kittle last night, 6 receptions on 6 targets for 129 yards and a touchdown. Alex, he's playing with an injured knee and a broken bone in his ankle. Has he taken over the mantle from Rob Gronkowski now that Gronkowski's retired as the best tight end in the game?
Absolutely, and the most excitable. I love watching this dude. He's got a smile on his face all game. He's super fun to watch. He's one of these guys that's like, okay, listen, I got my point out here. I can either take the sideline or I'm going to run into you as hard as I can. He is absolutely every time going to take that vicious hit. He loves it, and to me, that's what builds on this offense. This offense takes steps every time he's on that field.
Jimmy Garoppolo had a very efficient night, and yet some people still want to maybe throw shade at him for not being a dynamic passer, relying on a run game and a defense. What does Garoppolo have to do to finally silence the doubters this year?
I think just laugh at him. I mean, remember all these tweets, guys. Just keep saving them, because everyone keeps saying the same thing, but we keep seeing the same thing. This team keeps taking steps, and yes, at times people are going to slug you back, and you're not going to win them all, but as soon as you can come back and rebound and say, hey, you know what, listen, we're going to let that one go, and we're going to move on. We get some of our pieces back. We still have a couple more pieces to get back later on in the season. Man, there is no limit for this team.
It really isn't. And last night, we got to see this young man, Jimmy G, that is, play on a level that we said, man, can this guy do it? And he started off just throwing the ball, throwing the dimes. What do you like most about this young fellow? What is making you think, hey, this guy, they got their franchise quarterback? Is it what he does in the pocket? Is it what he does outside the pocket? What are some of the tangibles you love?
I love what he does in the pocket. And for me, as an offensive lineman, what I used to love about a quarterback was a guy that can be composed four quarters. No matter how many hits he takes, no matter what's going on, no matter what the score is, he never seems like he's out of character. He always seems excitable. He always seems like he's trying to rally the guys up. And every time he takes a hit, he gets up the same way and says, hey, listen, let's just keep going. For a guy like that, a team will gravitate around you so fast because they know you're putting it all on the line. Hey, listen, he's taking as many hits as everybody else is, but he's not complaining, and he's doing it in stride. That's what teams want to see.
No question. When you look at him and you see what way he's thriving in this Kyle Shanahan's offense, what does it tell you about Kyle Shanahan when you see a guy like Kittle? Hey, Kittle, diddle, diddle, Kittle down the middle. No one's even covering within 20 yards. What does it tell you about this play design?
Well, number one, shame on the defense. If you're not going to double this guy, I mean, good God, there's no response to that. I mean, nobody has an answer for him, and they keep going, well, I guess we'll just let him torch us down the middle. I mean, literally, I've never seen a safety go left and a tight end go right so fast in my life. And when you're looking at this, it's all the play design. It's all the counters off of the boots and everything that's just the defense doesn't know what they're doing. I mean, they're running screens off of play action boots, and everybody's like, oh, my God, my head is spinning.
Alex, I've maintained for a good portion of this season, I think the Niners, and I know this isn't reasonable, but I'd give Kyle Shanahan a 10-year extension if I could. He seems to be the guy that if you could have him around for the foreseeable future, you'd be in very good shape. Some argue that eventually the league will figure out his offense, and it won't be as easy to do what his teams are doing. How do you view him overall as a head coach? Is he one of the best coaches in the NFL right now?
Absolutely. I love what he's doing. You know, when you look at coaches and guys that can continue to win while they're losing pieces and they plug people in and they say, hey, listen, we've changed now. This isn't what we are. This week we're going to have to morph into this, or we're going to be dynamic in this way. That, to me, the creativity, the, hey, listen, it's okay. We don't have our starting left tackle. We're still going to win this game by no problem. Watch, because we're going to take problems over here. We're going to make everybody think this is the real problem. Everything he's doing is creative, and people can say what they want. Yo, and we're going to stop it, yeah? I haven't really seen too many people do that yet. So you know what? When you do it, you talk to me. How about that?
Well, when you're looking at this then, Alex, because it's going to get ramped up over the next few games and then eventually in the playoffs, how will teams look at this Niner team and see a weakness and say, there's the area where we can exploit them and possibly beat this team?
Well, you're going to have to get there quick because that ball comes out of his hand fast. And that's the key to this. Is Jimmy's like, hey, listen, when my back foot hits, that ball's coming out. And he's great at it. But if you can get pressure on him and affect him in his throw or have to get him out of the pocket, move him in ways that he doesn't want to. For me, no one's really done that yet. And people have shut the run down. They're like, hey, let's see what they do without the run game. We saw that week. He looked really, really good, putting up 424 yards. So everyone really doesn't have an answer yet. They just keep saying they do.
Alex Boone, former Niner offensive lineman, 95.7 The Game football insider with us here on 95.7 The Game. Alex, we always enjoy these chats. Have a great Thanksgiving. We'll catch up with you next week.
Sounds great. Thanks, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.